every problem in every business, when you have like a customer issue, 99% of the time it's communication. Like, if you know, in our business, if we're like, man, this customer's pissed off, and we go find out why from the person that's servicing this client, is like, well, I didn't really know what to tell them, so I just was kind of waiting to figure out what I could tell them, you know, once I know the situation. It's like, well, dude, you left him hanging for 3 days. Now he's pissed, right?
Real business.
Whatever your situation is currently is not your forever situation.
That's really what real business owners is, man. Like, we don't care where you come from. Yeah. Where are you going?
Our goal and our job is to reduce the mistakes that you have to make or the money that you have to lose.
You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be successful, don't give up.
You learn, adjust, and continue to move forward.
Welcome back to the Real Business Owners Podcast with myself, Trevor Cowley, as always, Kel Goodman.
What's up?
Guys, today we want to talk about a topic that me and Kel struggle with, you know, from time to time, right? Like we hit the road, I think pretty hard for like 2 or 3 years there. I got burnt out with the road a little bit, and you know, Kel's been doing the road thing a lot longer than me. I mean, shit, you've been networking since 2006 or yeah. Whatever it was.
Well, and
right?
And dude, I mean, I do get sick of it, but then when I'm taking a break from it, I miss it. So
you love and hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like you're married to the game.
It's tough. You just miss the kids, and then you miss, like, you miss out on things with the kids, and you say, and then you feel guilty, and you know, so.
So the issue is look, here's the deal. Kel's focusing on marketing, the next phase of our, like, that's something we already know we have to do. Our business is built heavily on referrals. Like, hey, send us, hey, if you know anybody that needs accounting, tag us, send us. And we already know that a company is not really that valuable based upon some previous experiences of an individual that Kel's very familiar with, that the valuation of a business that fully leans on referrals isn't really that valuable.
Yeah, it kills the evaluation.
The evaluation. Yeah. Why does it kill an evaluation?
Yeah, it's dependent. It doesn't have any branding to it. So like accounting firms, typically you go out there and it's like the value is the book of business. That's it. It's not like an actual brand, but you go buy something with a brand to it, then it's like, oh, this is like fully self-sustaining. Because a lot of accounting firms get bought up just for their book of business to go take into their company, right? And it's like,
it's a basic business name, like one multiple Kell's Tax Center, or something in your
Johnson own, Jones and whatever. I don't know.
Curbside. Because I just look over there, it says curbside.
but yeah, man. So, I mean, I've known this for a couple of years, but just this last year, it's been like, okay, well, we need to have kind of a brand out there. We've got a great name for it, right? But we also have,
which we knew all along,
We know how to market. We're marketers because we're sales guys, and so we get it to a certain point. But it's just been like a big focus of mine to be like, okay, well, if some of our biggest referral partners fell apart and they weren't our clients anymore, I don't want to see everybody suffer, right? So it's like, can we control our marketing, turn it up and down? I don't ever want to get rid of referral partners. Those are some of the best leads ever, right?
You're only spending, you know, when you get paid referral partners.
Yeah, man, I've written ebooks and books, and then, you know, we co-authored that other book, and you know, we've filmed courses, and we've been doing all this stuff to just like create our own marketing and do stuff that other accounting firms aren't doing so that our valuation will be much higher when we ever get to that point. Right. So, but at the same time, like Trev and I have been talking, we just haven't been on the same page, you know? And so, you know, Trev's had frustrations and I didn't fully understand those frustrations. And, you know, we've been working in different channels and for a long time we worked together on things. Right. Yeah. So it was like, we both do things that other people don't do, but we work together on a lot of things. And so, it's, you know, it's weird. Like, sometimes these weird frustrations start festering. It's like, well, your right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing.
Yeah.
Right. And so we talked about it several different times, but it's like, I think we're finally getting like where we're like, hey, you know, like, okay, I understand your perception and you understand my perception and vice versa. But we talked about it even a couple months ago about just like communicate or tolerate, you know what I mean? And so that's kind of the topic of this podcast you know, communication is with any relationship, referral partners, business partners, your wife, your kids, and is going to make or break you.
And here's the deal. everybody's going to feel like what they're doing is maybe more than the other. Like sometimes we feel alone, yeah. You know, and I discussed that with you.
Yeah.
But Kel's over here probably doing his feeling, alone doing that, which is, it is what it is. But sometimes we just get stuck in our own head. And it, as business partners, if I'm over here on this priority, Kel's on this priority, and I'm saying, well, this is my priority and this is my, and again, we slowly start disconnecting, and that's why communication has to be there throughout the whole process, right. So that you don't let something fester and say, hey, dude, I'm frustrated with this or that or whatever it is. Yeah. Look, me and Kel have been partners for 10 years. Yeah. Do we get in battles all the time? No, we see eye to eye probably 90% of the time on most topics, yeah. Right? But that doesn't mean that we won't see eye to eye from time to time, yeah. Right? In terms of the things that I think are important for the business, the things that he thinks is important for the business. But at the end of the day, why do I think it's important for the business?
Right.
Why does he think it's important for the business? What are the whys behind my priority? What are the whys behind his priority?
Right.
Right? And then there's even a trickle down effect, right? Like, even with inside of your organization, if there's not strong communication throughout, what did we do? We hit the road, right?
Yeah.
And so we started kind of stepping back. The communication with inside of the organization kind of dimmed a little bit. I wouldn't say that we just don't talk to anybody. That's not right. The case. Is you slowly just give up trust and say, okay, just take care of that or whatever it is. And then there's a disconnect because maybe there's just so much trust between two people. It's like, whatever he's doing, it's going to be good. Whatever he's, right. You know, whatever. And then there's the drift. The currency of life,
yeah.
You know, makes a drift happen. And if there's not constant communication, and again, it doesn't matter if this is just a business relationship. It doesn't matter if it's an employee relationship or a personal relationship, right. Or a friendship. I mean, it doesn't matter at all. The most important thing is, what is your intentions? Why are those your intentions? Why is that a priority? So that individuals can understand your perspective on the matter, right? And like, when I sit down with Kel and Kel's like, well, what about that? I'm like, oh, I didn't see it from that perspective. I didn't think of that.
Right.
So he's thinking about different things than what I'm thinking about. I'm like, well, I'm over here thinking about this, this, and this, right? And here's the thing is, Kel's over here thinking about future. I'm over here thinking about right now. We kind of have to do both.
Right. Yeah.
Which is a great thing.
Yeah.
But exactly. That doesn't necessarily mean that we won't butt heads on it from time to time.
Right.
He's future thinking. He's like, shit, I already know that this is something we need. Let's start working on it right now, because I know it's not going to happen next week.
Right.
Or next month. Or maybe it might take 6 months or a year or 2 years to really figure it out. We don't know.
Right.
You're better to start tinkering with something and figuring it out sooner than later, so that you have the data that you need to get where you're trying to go a little bit quicker.
Yeah. And also, dude, I mean, when you've worked closely with someone for a long time too, and then, you know, we talked about that a little bit today. It's like, you know, sometimes it's almost like things aren't getting done because you both are like, you're both trying to solve the same problem, right? You're like, oh my gosh, we could put Andrew here. We could do this. Or we, you know, we're both. And so actually nothing's getting done. And so, but then it's like polar opposite. Then it's like, okay, well, that's Trev's lane. I'm going to go focus on this over here, however that went down. And it's like, okay, but now we're not really communicating at all. Right. And so it went from like communicating too much to where it's like, we're just stepping on each other's toes, trying to fix a problem that we know is there, to like, okay, well, now we're just kind of dividing and conquer, but we're not communicating enough. Right. And so then there starts being this like misreading of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what it felt like with just us recently. But it's like that with anything. Like I told Corey the other day, I said, look, man, if you see something that I could be doing better or that I'm not doing that I need to be doing, like, I want you to know, like, I'm reflecting a lot right now. Like, what am I not doing that I should be doing? Okay. Because I have been focused in this one area and I want to have enough humility to be like, oh dude, well you're detached from all the employees. Right. I'm like, yeah, there's a lot of new ones I don't really know yet, you know? And like, even when I had to email Ashley the other day, I'm like, you know, shit, like that's actually the first time I ever emailed her. I know she's been here for like months. Right. Mm. And so I'm like, okay, well, maybe I could do better there. So anyway, we created that Slack channel and it's like just for acknowledgement, right? Like, hey, I noticed you. I see you. And it's like, because if I'm not here a lot, if I'm out in the field and I am traveling a lot, and then when I am home, I'm working with Brad and I'm building these things and I'm writing these things. And it's like, oh man, like I still need to get to know people, right?
You're busy doing.
Yeah.
right? You're focused on the thing that you're doing. They're focused on the, and sometimes we just get so much into our own shit of what we are doing that we forget about what everybody else is doing outside of us or around us. That's just a fact, right? Like, dude, I'll tell you right now, I fucking vacuum the living room or clean the kitchen. It feels like I've fucking been doing it for years, you know, like, why do I got to, I've been doing this shit forever, you know, like, and so, you know, really the whole reason around the podcast, we're very vulnerable. We've always been vulnerable. We've always told how it is, right? Always tried to share our experiences with you guys, whether they're positive or negative, right? And really in this situation, me and Kel didn't communicate at a high level probably for the last 2 months, I would say, because we were traveling in January. We traveled early February, which was... And then from there on,
and some of the best ideas ever come when we're on the plane ride
on the plane,
you know, it's like
on the plane. But then at the same time, sometimes we, because it's such a great idea, you know, and there's two of us that heard it, who's taking it and running with it. Here's the, here's another problem. Like I would say it's a good problem, but a problem nonetheless. Right. You've got two individuals that can both create very, very good ideas and sometimes have different perspectives on those ideas. Not necessarily just that though, but two people that have a lot of good ideas, which ones are getting done and which ones aren't.
Right.
Like literally, if we wanted to over the next week, kill all anything that we're doing and only think of ideas, we could probably map out fucking 30 different things that we could change, adjust, or tweak immediately.
Right.
Right. but that's a lot of change immediately. Yeah. Right. Like that's a big, big shakeup. And so in some cases, when we're just throwing out ideas, they're ideas that nothing ends up getting done with. And then we ended up bringing, you know, a right-hand man right next to us. We start throwing out, and he's starting to run with some of those ideas. And then our right hand needed a right hand and, you know, brought Kayla on, you know, like stuff like that. And so, you know, we're constantly trying to get better. Like, and I just don't want anybody to, like, I just hate when people put us on like a pedestal, like we have it all figured out. We're trying to figure out this 8-figure fucking game. Cause we're at the bottom barrel of the fucking 8 figures.
Yeah.
We're at the base level, right? Like level one of 8-figure. Level one of eight, you know, is really where we're at right now. And we both want to do 20, 30, 40, 50. We want bigger numbers.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily just to line our own pockets. It's for the people that work in our ecosystem and in our environment. And we feel as though that we're in the process right now of creating a system that would bring value to 100% of our clients. And we can't say that 100% of the time up to this point, because we've tried to do what? Be everything for everybody.
Right, right.
Like we love every single one of you guys that listens. We love all the people that are in Apex or in Arete and all these groups. And guess what we do? We want to rescue and be everything for everybody. And what does that do sometimes? We overextend ourselves because like, dude, okay, we got you, bro. Hey, yeah, sure. No doubt. Whatever, whatever.
And then so creates disappointment eventually.
You there you go, right there. Mm-hmm. That's a lesson in of itself. Say yes too many times, you're going to create disappointment for yourself and probably other people.
Right.
Why? Because eventually you'll run out of room on those yeses and now you're overextended. Now they're disappointed in you. You're disappointed in, like, everybody's frustrated in that type of a situation.
Right.
So what we've done, we sat down, what, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and said, hey, this is our new business model. We don't really make good money, you know, what, a couple hundred dollars by the time we pay affiliates, sales reps, the labor, rent, utility, you know, somebody to answer the front phones and, you know, all of that stuff. It's really, basically it was 80% of our problem and 10% or less or so of our revenue, right? And so we were creating our own problem because we cared so much, I guess is probably the best way to put it. Like we had the intention of wanting to take care of people. And sometimes the intention that you have of trying to take care of somebody doesn't get fulfilled because you've used that intention one too many times over.
Yeah.
Therefore, you're overextended and you've put you and somebody else in a bad situation.
100%, man. And honestly, like first of all, it's a beautiful plan. You know, when Trev came in, he's like, hey, let's cut this. I'm like, oh my gosh, that makes so much sense. Why didn't we think of that sooner, right? But then
because we're two in the weeds.
Just even what sometimes. even the plan to pre-scale. Like we've known that for a long time. We need to pre-scale. But we outgrew what we did pre-scale over the last couple tax seasons were really tough. And the thing that people need to understand too is like every business, like industry, right? Tax and accounting is great, and but it's tough too. Like it's like you could do the absolute best work for somebody, and if they're still not happy with something, you're going to be the one blamed for it, right? You can knock it out of the park, but if they're like, "Oh, my tax bill's too high," like it's my tax guy's fault. It's like, bro, like we brought you on as a client just this year. In the last month, we don't know your business. We're just doing your tax prep. Like, this is on you, right? Yeah. And it's like, we can't take full accountability for that, right? But we, like, we'll try and find where we can be better, I guess, right? But it's like, when you're dealing with people's taxes, it's just a tough business because no one wants to do it. Everybody hates it.
Everybody
hates it. But everybody has to do it, yes. Right? Especially in business. And so it's like the greatest thing ever to sell. But unless your customer is like, you do build that reputation with them or that history with them, and you really know their business and all those things, like, man, you're really not going to have the greatest tax experience when it comes time to file those taxes. And so, you know, so cutting that off, dude, is brilliant. Like necessary.
And I would say to anybody even listening to this, like, here's the problem with one-off.
We weren't even doing it to get money, bro. We were just doing it to help. Cause we're like, oh man, this guy needs us.
Yeah. And it ended up being 300 or 400 people. Yeah. And everybody has a story.
Right.
Everybody's got a story. Hey, dude, I need to buy a house. I need
another tough thing about tax business.
And then it's just like everybody has these needs. And then their need is now your need. Like your problem is to address that. And it gets tough. Yeah. It's a tough situation. And here's the main issue with it is most entrepreneurs that only just want to do tax prep, they're really not taking care of their month-to-month bookkeeping.
Right.
They have no idea what their numbers are. Then they go to an accountant and say, hey, I want you to prepare my taxes. And they say, get us all your information. Yeah. I don't know. What should I be getting you?
Yeah.
So now you're putting the accountant and you in a situation that's not going to end well.
Right.
Right? You're both going to be frustrated with each other because you don't know what to get because you haven't been educated on what to get.
Right.
And they don't want to do... How many startup accounting firms exist?
Yeah.
They really don't exist. Why? Because startup taxes are a pain in the ass. Or, in other words, 0 to 3 years. You young entrepreneurs, because you don't track anything, and I get it. We were you focus on what? Making money with your business.
Get that money.
Why? So your doors could be open so that you can even hit a tax season.
Yeah.
Right? So I totally, totally get it. But Kel always says, take 10 or 15 minutes a month. It's better to do that than spend 10 hours or 15, whatever, trying to comb through a year's worth of credit card statements and personal bank statements to try to figure out what was personal, what's business, you know, and reconcile those in the proper categories.
Yeah.
It's just better to chip away at it throughout the year. You know, you don't become great just in one day overnight. You chip away at greatness. Yeah. You're not going to have a great tax season by just trying to jump into it one time per year. You have a great tax season by chipping away at tax season throughout the year. And so the advice that I would give you is do not do your own bookkeeping.
Yeah.
Outsource that shit and have whoever's doing your bookkeeping do your tax prep. Why?
What?
Because guess what? They have access to all your financials. And it's a few questions at the end of the year in order to do your tax prep. That's a relationship an accountant wants to have with an individual because it's easier on them.
Right. It's easier on them. It's easier on the client.
On the customer.
It's easier on everybody.
It's easier on everybody.
Yeah, it is.
Where you're not putting a client in a situation where they're frazzled, running around town trying to find expenses.
Yeah.
And then you're sitting there, dude, you didn't get me this. You didn't even get me the right stuff. Like, I told you this.
Yeah.
And again, what's the problem? A disconnect because of what? Right. Communication.
Exactly.
Breakdown of communication. So we won't do one-off tax prep. Why? Because we can't communicate throughout the year with that individual at a high level. Why? Because charging somebody $1,000 doesn't give us the money to give them a dedicated accountant.
Right.
We can't afford to do that at that price point.
Right.
So we're going to get rid of that and give dedicated accountants to every single client that is working with us because every client that works with us will be required to use us as their bookkeeper moving forward. Why? Because we know if you want to play ball in our arena, we know where we can play at a high level.
Yeah.
And if we're going to serve you and put our name up against, we're up just in general, Easier Accounting, Kel Goodman, Trevor Callie, I don't want to put my name up against something that I feel as though that we can't perform at a high level 100% of the time.
Right.
Our names are becoming way too valuable. Our brand is becoming way too valuable.
Yeah. Google us.
Fucking Google Trevor Cow, Kel Goodman, real business owner. Jesus, Google it all. I don't care. You'll find the shit that backs up that, you know, we're starting to do things, and we have to be far more strategic. We can't be the yes men anymore. Right. And I know when people get to a certain point and they're like, man, that guy's a dick. They used to be cool. Like, we're going to have to start saying no, and people are going to assume that we're a dick when we're actually saying no. We don't want to serve you
right now.
We don't want to serve you because we can't serve you at a high level.
Exactly.
With what you bring to it. Like, so I don't want to put you through that, and I don't want to go through that.
Right.
So let's not do that. Now, if you want to work with us, let's do this to where we can perform at a high level for you, where we know you'll be happy and we'll be happy, and we can all sing kumbaya all the way through tax season.
Well, not to make it a tax episode, because it's not. It's more about communication. But like,
but what are the problems?
Is it Todd Wheelwright? Robert Kiyosaki's dude, Tax-Free Wealth. Or is it Tim Rowe? It's Todd Wheelwright. Anyway, he wrote a book, right? I read it, and I read it years ago, and it's like, why would you outsource your tax preparation away from whoever does your bookkeeping? Like, you should have it all in one firm, right? Because you're executing a plan all year long. It's like common sense, right? Why would you have anyone else who probably has a different idea, because the tax code's very robust and big, and there's different perceptions based on different accountants and how the code's written. And so it's like, well, what if he set up chart of accounts to be a certain way, but this account over here believes that should be written off this way. And now you're not getting the best bang for your buck. Right. And so you should be able to do it all together. And so it is great advice. What Trevor's saying is like, look, man, get your books handled with an expert that's going to file your taxes and communicate with you all year long so that it's easier. And so you get the maximum benefit. It's an investment, right? Because when you do this shit once a year, not only are you making the firm's life hell, but you really are leaving money on the table, because you're paying a dude to really just punch in the shit that you brought them when you're not a tax expert.
Guaranteed.
And so, but all that shit aside, like, man, working together for a long time, and then trying to solve problems together, and we have solved a lot of problems together, and then going down different roads, like, it's crazy, man. Like, there's just different, you grow in different areas and you evolve in different ways. But as long as there's communication and it is strong, and you know, like, I'm glad that we're able to like have this talk, you know, because it's a couple months of shit festering is like nothing compared to what it could be, right? So it's like, you know, why not just make it a commitment? You know what I mean? Because we don't have to grow together in the same ways all the time. But if we can be on the same page, man, we can do something massive. And that is like, I was literally confused. I'm like, man, maybe Trevor just doesn't want to do this anymore. Right. And so I'm like, cause he's like, I don't really want to travel, but man, I'm getting my face pounded in over here at home, you know? And I'm like, shit, like, all right, well, we need to talk about it, you know? So, because at the end of the day, like, that's when shit falls apart, is like, well, we don't have the same North Star. We don't have this goal of, you know, what we're going to do in the next 4 or 5 years, and what's this going to be worth, and how's this going to change everyone's life, and how are we going to change, you know, how the standard is in the industry or whatever. Right. And so we've always kind of been on the same page about that. And I think we still are, you know, so it's good to know that it's not like, dude, I'm done. You know what I mean? Like, I'm done, you know?
And just write so that check. you guys, cut the check, cut the episode. We're done. No,
I mean, I'd be lying if I haven't had those thoughts too.
Yeah, like, I think we all have. I think we all have. And the only way to survive it times like that is when you're, you know, again, you're pushing up against the threshold of old, trying to break through to something new, something better. Again, there's always going to be whatever Steumann says, the force of average or whatever. If you're trying to ascend to a better level, something that's greater than your current self, the devil doesn't like you to become greater and see whatever your purpose is or shine your light. And I think that me and Kel have a lot of potential. And I think that that scares the devil quite a bit, because I think that we can be a light in an industry, whether you're talking about accounting. I think we can be a light, whether you're talking about real business owners and entrepreneurship. You know, we've seen the messages, some of the text or some of the things that we get back, some of the posts that get posted in our Facebook group of individuals getting wins. We already know that we can help people and we can serve people at a high, high level. And at the end of the day, if you're called to do something great like that, you're going to have to go through great turmoil.
Right.
You're going to have to go through great pain, great suffering, all of these things, right? And so, but like, as I was talking to Kel right before we jumped on, it's like, because we've gone through the great pain, that starts making what you need to do that much more clear in order to remove the pain. If you're not ever feeling any pain at all, you would never create a solution to the problem that exists if you're just ignoring the pain,
right?
And so sometimes we Band-Aid a pain.
Right.
Hey, it feels like we kind of addressed it, but not having to fully address it, right?
Right.
Because that's going to take a lot more energy, and our brain doesn't like to spend energy on frivolous things,
right? If it fixes something temporarily, new system.
I'll deal with it. Yeah, I'll deal with it next month. Boop. You know, whatever it is. And so we would encourage you guys to really get solid early on what your standard is as a business, what your ideal customer is as a business, and who you can serve at a high level and build something amazing around that.
Right.
Communicate to individuals that are important to you at a high level, whether that's your partners, whether that's your employees, whether that's your spouses, whether it doesn't matter who it is. Mm-hmm. As we ascend to new levels, sometimes we're not in touch with our employees as much as we used to be. Fuck, we used to hang out at the office all day, laugh, goof off, have fun, make a little bit of money.
It's a little more serious.
Yeah, exactly. It was literally like 90% fun, and we'd get work done 10% of the time 10 years ago. But it was new, it was exciting. We're starting to do stuff, whatever. And then as you start hitting new levels and there's so many people that depend on you and the problems are that much bigger, the pressure's that much greater and the fun is that much less.
Exactly. And it's not just accounting, man. Every problem in every business, when you have like a customer issue, 99% of the time it's communication. Like, in our business, if we're like, man, this customer's pissed off, and we go find out why from the person that's servicing this client, it's like, well, I didn't really know what to tell them, so I just was kind of waiting to figure out what I could tell them, once I know the situation. It's like, well, dude, you left him hanging for 3 days. Now he's pissed, right? If you would have just had that conversation day one, like, hey, I'm going to figure this out, but don't worry, we got you back. Like, that guy's not going to be so pissed off anymore. So the lack of communication is going to create this hostility, right? And at the end of the day, like, you're tolerating that over and over and over again if you do not get wise to just communicating, even when it's hard.
Even when it's hard. It's not that difficult to respond to an email and say, I see it.
Yeah.
I don't have time right now. And I've got you on my calendar for Friday.
Right.
At 12 o'clock to go ahead and take a look at whatever your question is here
right.
so that I can get back to you and make sure that we serve you at a high or whatever. Right.
And for some people it is though. Some people emotionally, it's hard for them to communicate. And I've struggled with it in situations, but it's like at the end of the day, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense because
it puts both parties in a bad situation.
Right.
You know what I mean? So guys, make sure that you communicate. I wish we had more time with you, but we got to jump on our Real Business Owners the Mastermind call that starts here in literally 12 minutes. So this was our warm-up. So the good shit happens behind the scenes. Yeah. And so make sure you keep your eyes peeled for the next application. And we're probably going to come out with like a tier two within probably the next month or two, something like that.
Right.
That's a lower level because we do want to connect with individuals, at a lower level. But the idea is to give you information to help you graduate up so that you can come roll with the big dogs and hang out for a few days, once a quarter and actually really do the mastermind experience type shit. So, guys, if you enjoyed today's episode, please share it because we're like, I think, 38,000 away from 1 million downloads. And we have this is episode 152.
Four
so
five.
It'd be 156.
Yeah.
So
four.
So we have 4 weeks left. So by the time you guys hear it, we'll probably have about 30,000 listens, downloads that we need in about 4 weeks.
Right.
I bet you will hit it, dude.
I
bet you will hit 1 million downloads literally right on or around the 3-year anniversary of the podcast. And so, guys, make sure that you help us do so by sharing the show. Obviously, if you're not communicating with somebody, share them this show and it can send them like a little bit of a hint and a message that you need to talk.
Yeah.
And so, guys, we hope you enjoyed today's episode and our vulnerability and some of the things that we have to go through and that we have to address and face at a high level in order to continue to try to go to whatever the next level is, whether it's 20, 30, 50. There's always going to be issues like this and conversations that need to be had. And
always.
It's about committed to the end goal, working through the situation, find the solution, move on. Right. So, guys, kick ass. Take care. Have another badass week.
Peace.